a popular Outcast production.
Destroying the planet. Oh, let's fucking make a TV show about them. That's cool.
That's how all of those fucking weird shows are.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah, all of these giant industries.
That's just an awful hazardous job.
Oh, and like the
back and forth over a lake on a truck.
And the fucking fishermen and shit. Yeah, like, okay, let's go fish the goddamn oceans out, you know? Oh, that's cool.
And I am sorry, Duck Dynasty, are you kidding me?
I've never watched that. I don't even know what it's about. I know it's about rich rednecks.
That's exactly what it's about.
Yeah. See, I heard the title and I was like, oh, this is going to be like some kind of Asian thing, you know?
Right!
Like, is this going to be like some kind of show about like feudal Japan or something?
Nope. Rednecks. Yeah. Oh my god.
I see all these shirts all the time with these Duck Dynasty fucks on them.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
I have no idea what
I think the only thing I can appreciate about it is they're guys on TV with huge beards.
Yeah.
I can support that.
They
pray together
too. That's all I know.
Oh, they pray together.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. They made.
Are you kidding me?
They made duck calls.
Okay.
Got famous making them. They're millionaires. Now they have a TV show.
Wow.
That's it. That's all you know.
A lot of reality shows. I cannot sit here and say that I don't watch reality television because I fucking do. I was obsessed with VH1 reality shows when they were on. Bret Michaels, Rock of Love. Oh my god. Loved that shit. But
I like Sharon Osbourne's.
Yes, I liked that one.
Sharon Osbourne's School of Rock.
School of Rock. Yes. I liked that, but I liked the Osbourne show. Like the Osbournes or whatever the hell. I think that was what it was called. I watched that a little bit. Ozzy's hilarious.
Ozzy's great.
The show's so funny. But I mean, and Survivor's like one of my number one favorite shows ever. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with that show. But a lot of these, they're just so fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't want to watch guys cutting down trees. Like, I don't understand why that's a show.
Axemen.
Because you could die from a tree falling
on you. Who cares? I don't. Why can't I watch a show about guys raising... I want to watch a show about fucking people raising hemp and growing hemp and how, like, hemp can be used... Like, you can get 6 times more paper out of fucking hemp plants than you can get out of trees, and the regrowth rate is... I don't know, 10 times faster or something. Like, fucking, why aren't we raising hemp instead of cutting down trees?
It's illegal.
No, I think hemp is different than marijuana. Like, yeah.
They have to get hemp imported for Canada for the hemp shakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's illegal to grow in America.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know it's illegal to grow, but I don't even think that hemp is the shit that you smoke. You know what I mean? Not. It's completely different.
It's completely different.
It's bullshit.
So welcome to episode 25, guys.
Hey.
I guess I didn't even really wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, Bill snuck that in. We exchanged a look, and Bill's like, "I got this."
Yeah,
God damn it,
we're doing this.
Rants, get them.
Seriously, we waste too much good material between shows. It's ridiculous, guys.
Truth,
ladies.
I was ranting. I could do a whole goddamn episode on just shit that I want to rant about, like. Another thing that I fucking saw that I was so pissed off about
is the Peter Griffin "What Grinds My Gear" segment.
Whatever, I don't care. I on Facebook there's a lot of tattoo stuff that I look at. So, you know, people posting pictures of girls with tattoos, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So there's shitloads of them, and once in a while I'll look at one. I'll read the comments. Well, there was a picture of a tattoo on a girl's side, like on her kind of like her thigh, leg, her side, and. It was a side view of her, and she had a little bit of cottage cheese, you know, like under her ass cheek.
Like
a little
bit. Doesn't?
And all you can see is, you know, the outline of it and just a little bit of bumps. And like half the fucking women commenting on the picture are like, oh, I guess that tattoo is going to grow along with her body.
That's or disgusting.
Like,
oh, come or on.
Some guy was like, you need to start squatting. And like, oh, fucking another
do
woman's
all the squats
like,
in the world.
A woman's like, man, that's that? That tattoo would be a lot better without all the cottage cheese and cellulite in it and shit. And I'm like, first of all, you could barely even see any like bumps there. Second of all, she was probably an older woman, you know, and I want to know what everybody's fucking ass looks like when they get older, you know, and who gives a fuck if she has it? That's her fucking body. Who the fuck are you to make a comment like
especially
that?
Especially another woman.
I know.
That's disgusting.
And it's seriously, always the goddamn
working,
women.
We're supposed to be working together, not fighting against
I know.
Each other.
Yeah, that's, it is. It is. Sadly, it is usually the women that leave like the harshest comments about that kind of shit.
And it's always these fucking insecure women who like they take a look at somebody else and they say they might see that about themselves, like, oh, you know, secretly I have that too, but fuck that bitch, she's not allowed to have that,
she's
a lot
to
better
have it
without
she's
it
on the internet and she's a picture.
Yeah,
have
like,
you
why
seen
would you post that picture,
the picture of the Olympic medalist? She's got her three kids with her and she's got a super toned body with abs and she's wearing like I think just like a sports bra and like training shorts or something, and the caption to the picture is, what's your excuse?
Yeah,
I heard about that. Oh. About I was looking at something with Joe Rogan had a little spiel about fat shaming. And but he was saying, I think he was more saying like fat people are getting like uppity about it, or
I'm not even fat and I'm uppity about that, because that's just mean.
Yeah,
like not everybody was blessed with your awesome genes apparently.
And they have the picture of the new Barbie quote unquote that they're coming out with. Have you seen
are they
that?
Actually doing that Barbie?
I don't think that they're coming.
Was
I think
it
it's
just like somebody 3D printed what a Barbie would look like.
If it was a real
but
person.
I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, real Barbie is obese.
Which I don't necessarily think should be realistic. You know what I mean? There's.
I think it's not a fucking doll. Get over it.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right.
You don't see like little boys killing themselves over the fact that they don't look like fucking
G.I.
Iron
Joe.
Man or Spider Man
or G.I. Joe.
That woman, because I listened to the same Joe Rogan thing. Mm-hmm. Surprise. She had basically said that like what she was saying was is that like
it was supposed to be a fitspiration thing.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to be like a dick about it.
It was supposed to be like
being,
I can look this good after three kids.
Yeah.
You can too, kind of thing. Like,
right. But she tried to say that it was more motivational about your entire life, and like that's clearly not the case. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Make jerking off gesture. Sorry, you can't see that.
But yeah.
I saw that. Drink.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, they actually started a counter Tumblr to it called We Don't Need Excuses.
Good.
And I've been following that on Facebook and it's fucking phenomenal. Because there are people who look great like her that are like, my excuse is I got good genes, or, you know, I didn't gain a whole lot of weight during pregnancy. And then there's women that are like five times her size that are like, I don't need a fucking excuse because I'm healthy and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That episode, he was talking to a guy who's like basically a weight fitness, losing weight guy. It was the Bulletproof episode. And this dude was talking about like the fact that, you know, like everything that you know about diet doesn't actually work. That's why things like the 4-hour body does.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, this person basically just, she's talking out of turn. She has no clue how it's supposed to work because she has the great genetics.
Yeah. And genetics is only part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I bounce back, I'd say, a good, like, 75 to 80% for pregnancy, but there's still some parts. I've got stretch marks, I've got loose skin, like...
People would look at you and not people would look at you and not ever even think that they would because you're so thin, you know what I mean? But people don't realize, you know, like shit.
It's the reason I don't
changes.
Wear a bikini anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I wear a retro bikini where the waistline is up here at the bottom of my ribs, so you can't see my tummy.
I like tankinis. They go all the way to the bottoms.
I just haven't owned a bathing suit in like 20 years.
You see nothing.
My in-laws have a pool.
Yeah, well, so, there you go.
Yeah, my mom has a pool.
I don't know anybody with... Well, I do, but I just refuse to go.
I go to the beach like I'm gross. Going to a funeral.
Yeah, no.
Beaches are gross, especially on the East Coast.
Oh, they really are. I only went once. It was fun, though. Jumping waves.
I have not been to the ocean since I was married.
That's really loud when you put that down like that.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Whatever, Jeff.
I'm making lots of noises.
We're not eating carrots today, so it's fine.
I brought all soft food.
Fucking carrots!
That was the best.
Get over it. You're the only one that said anything.
He asked me how I could have stood it being in here when it was happening. I was like...
Because you were eating carrots, too.
I didn't eat any carrots.
Okay. Well, you were eating with us. You ate chips.
Yeah, I ate chips. I did eat chips.
Whatever.
But I really wasn't talking that whole much that time.
No. And I made a conscious effort to stay back from the mic or to kind of shield it.
I tried a little bit.
You don't. You're the only person. You chew into the microphone and then talk away from it.
We'll blame Kelsey because she's not here.
Yeah, it's Kelsey's fault.
There may have been some parts where I was like, I'm just going to chew into the microphone and see if Jeff notices. Oh, maybe.
That's evil.
I didn't do that.
It's fine, whatever.
Not consciously.
He loves when we talk about him.
He does.
I'm sure he does.
His ego is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm making a joke.
He is all of indifferent about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
So what are you guys mad about lately?
Am I mad about... Oh, God, I don't even know.
Rito.
Seriously. I am mad about people... posting like animal abuse and mutilation stories on Facebook.
Oh my god.
I'm like, okay, I know this shit happens and it sucks and I feel bad about it, but I don't need to see you posting some article with pictures about how people are setting cows on fire.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're what?
Yeah. I didn't even read the article and I'm like, dude, I don't need to see this.
It can't be real.
Like, if it's not safe for work, just don't.
You wouldn't believe what people do. Years ago, somebody told me about this fucking website that is kind of like a fetish website dedicated to people stomping. Mm-hmm. People with stomping fetishes.
It's either crushing or squishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women wearing high heels stomping on puppies. Mm-hmm. Like, you would freaking puke. I was crying when I watched a video. Like,
I was
sobbing. It was horrific. And it was real. Like, could you...
Oh my god,
I'm like tearing up just thinking about it. It was fucking disgusting. Yeah. Like, you cannot even imagine, like, what some people
do. I can't handle it when my pets die naturally.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And did you see the shit that I reposted on Facebook 2 weeks ago about the fucking Chinese people selling keychains with live animals in them now?
Mm-hmm.
Little baby turtles, like, sealed into a plastic fucking bag.
So they keep alive for, like, months.
Yeah. Bullshit. There's no fucking way they're going to stay alive for months. Like, that's disgusting. Like, why would you do that?
It's fucking torture.
A little baby turtle sealed up into a fucking plastic pouch with, like, half an inch of water, and they claim that there's chemicals in the water, like, nutrients to keep them alive. Yeah, no. I'm sorry.
That no, they're going to starve to death, not gonna or happen. They're going to need to come up for air and not be able to.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I thought it was cruel. Like, when I worked at the pet store...
Like, turtles hibernate, so...
Yeah, but that's not baby turtles like that. That's
baby
not
turtles
the
don't. I mean, no. These are just
born.
I've seen them. I've seen that story floating around Facebook for a few months.
Fucking... Like, I thought it was cruel when I worked at the pet store. When we would get fish shipments, the betta fish would come shipped in little pouches. Like, 2-inch by 2-inch bags sealed up. Like, vacuum sealed with water in it. Just like... those keychain things. But then you'd cut them open and fucking... Not vacuum sealed because it doesn't suck the water out. They're blown up into like little balloons.
How do you receive normal fish?
In large bags, like giant plastic bags filled with water with like a whole fuckload of fish in them.
Okay.
In so like big styrofoam similar, bins. But,
okay.
But the betas are sealed up in individual bags.
That doesn't even
bags.
Make any sense because... Excuse me. Because
we'll kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We
but
actually,
I mean, they're only in like an inch of water.
Yes. When we get not like carnival beta bag. Fish, like we get them in their own little plastic cup.
No,
we with had, a we lid on the top no. with water in it.
I have
it,
a lot of quality.
And like holes in the part. No. Like
they came shipped right from like Singapore ugh. Or wherever the hell we got them from. Ugh. You know, we got.
That's not to say that like before we get them, they're.
Right. Well, I'm yeah. sure they are. Wherever. Because yeah. we got, you know, drop shipped directly from the supplier.
No,
like directly from overseas, and they're God, in giant. But sometimes we would get the containers full; the fish would all be dead, like in the whole container, just because packaged improperly or not enough well, you know, oxygen get, tabs yeah. or whatever.
We get
in
that
there.
Too. Sometimes we'll get dead fish.
But yeah, it was it just freaking. It reminded me of that when I saw that keychain bullshit, like the way when we get the betas. But when we get the betas, we cut the bags open right away and dump them into their own cups yeah. with a lid.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's freaking cruel.
There's, I have a lot of qualms with the place you used to work at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I, dude, can I just tell you that I went in there a
if
couple
this is
days
gonna be
ago.
A horror story,
no, it's not really, okay. it's not horror, but can you even.
Squashing puppies.
No, no, it's not about that. It's about
I don't think
the,
I can handle anymore.
It's about the store I used to work at. I went in the other day to get a bag of dog food. First of all, it's now November. I quit there in April. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he has not gotten any new dog food in since I quit.
Gross.
And I went to grab a bag of dog food off the shelf, bottom shelf, reached down to pull the bag out. The bag was empty and there was a hole in it. The mice fucking ate an entire 40-pound bag of dog food and nobody in the store noticed it.
That's disgusting.
And it's been sitting on the fucking shelf.
That place has needed to be shut down for years.
What kind of food? Taste of the Wild?
Taste of the Wild. And he hasn't ordered, like I said, he hasn't ordered any new food in since I got there. And he's out of everything. I think he's getting rid of dog food because he doesn't sell a lot of it. Because
yeah,
he cannot make
of,
money
like,
at all.
Is getting sold there.
No. And the shelves are empty. And like every time I go in there, I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why are your shelves empty? Because when I was... This is going to make me sound like I'm freaking awesome or whatever, but when I left there, that place went to shit. Like, I was the only person that actually, like, I felt actually cared about the inventory, making sure the shelves were all stocked and tagged and everything was good, and I busted my ass for that place, and as soon as I left, it was like nothing.
He's probably losing a lot of business.
He's losing a shit ton
well,
of business.
Number one, Sunbury Animal Hospital just moved.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it did?
Where? Yeah, well, they're out 890.
Yeah.
To the crossroads. It's
beautiful.
Really nice. Yeah.
They're new. And they have like little, they like right on the left hand side when you walk in, it has like little homeless cats that are there and they'll like talk to you and stuff. They're so cute.
Yeah. It's
they
pretty
have
cool.
their own little house. Yeah, like that moved and like PetSmart's doing really good right now. So they're probably.
I just think people don't want to even go in there anymore. No. There's nothing in there anymore. And it's just not. He's down to only like two, maybe three people working the whole day. And oof. It used to be six.
He's, oof. Yeah, he's not going to make it.
No, I don't. I
mean, I hate to say it, but like the corporation
I hate to say
is.
It too.
The PetSmart Corporation is probably putting him out of business.
Yeah.
I think. Yes,
which
but
is sad
I don't think
I like small business.
I don't mm-hmm. think that,
but not
if,
when they're run shady.
If
shit
he
like
act,
that.
He doesn't run things shady because he's not shady. He just is not. He just doesn't give a shit. If he actually cared about his business and actually cared about making that place better, yeah. which is what I tried to do when I was mm-hmm. back there for a year, like it actually could be. Okay.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't care.
Wow.
And it's a really huge bummer because I really wanted to see that place become better, but it's just getting worse and worse.
Is that place out 61 still open?
I don't think so.
Oh, good God, I hope not.
You mean out in Shamokin?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I used to get puppy mill puppies there that were always
oh, God, they
sick.
Always had parvo and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. That place was gross.
I remember going there once with Jeff. We stopped there because we were going to Centralia, and we went to like play with the puppies, and like the all like they all just like had diarrhea. It was awful.
It was really hard when I was working at the other place. Like, it was the first time I had worked there when we had had puppies, and it was hard.
They had puppies there?
Oh my God, yeah. They've had puppies there for a few years. And it was really fucking hard because he would have them in a room just running around. run, and if they would go to the, if there were seven fucking puppies in there, how the hell do you get your employees to clean up dog shit every 20 minutes? You can't. So they're running around in shit, and then, you know, stepping in pee, and just, they would get diarrhea, and you'd have to give them medicine, because they could get, you know, Giardia or whatever, because they're stepping in poop, and then licking it off their feet, and it's like, but then if you keep them in kennels, then the customers are like, that's fucking cruel, you're keeping the dogs in cages. And it's like, wait a minute, if we don't keep them in cages, they get sick. If we do keep them in cages, then it's fucking cruel. Like, it's...
You gotta do a 50-50.
It was horrible. Yeah. It was just...
You have
just...
to keep them... Because a lot of puppies, you know, sometimes crate training them is good, because then a lot of people will keep them crate trained.
And if you have them running around in a goddamn room shitting all over the place, they don't learn to crate train, or they don't learn to not shit work all over the place.
Yeah.
So
you have to have somebody on top of that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you would have to have somebody like potty training them.
Yeah. Well, you can't. So what the fuck do you do? I just sell puppies. I know. That's what that was that
you just don't sell puppies.
Yeah. It was
go to a shelter.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And I told him, like,
go to a shelter.
Why don't we? Because at one point they had kittens there that we were getting from a shelter in Tennessee that were already fixed.
Yeah.
Like, sure. And a lady that we knew would drive down to Tennessee and pick up these cats. They all had certificates. They all had all their shots. They were fixed. And we sold them, you know, for like $60 or $70, but they had everything. Why the hell couldn't we do that with puppies? Why couldn't we get shelter puppies from down south that were already fixed and shit, and then bring them up and adopt them?
Because we're a puppy mill state and it's cheaper.
And the only thing that I can say was fucking halfway rubbish. Decent about it was we didn't order dogs from any kind of list. It was only people who had puppies locally.
Yeah.
Like, and which is their fucking fault for breeding their damn dogs. You know what I mean? So
that's one
what the hell do you
really,
do?
That's one thing that really pisses me off, too. Like, people that don't spay and neuter their dogs. We had somebody in the other day who had two Wheaton Terriers. I was like, oh, so you're probably going to breed these dogs, because neither one of them were fixed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your dogs are terrible. Like, I am sorry, but you have two dogs that are completely untrained assholes.
Yeah.
The idea of breeding dogs is...
To breed good traits.
To breed good traits. You breed the good dog with the good dog who has good health, and the other dog that has good health. You breed them together, and you get a great dog. No. Let's breed dogs that have health problems so we can make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Fuck you! Like, that is terrible.
Guess what? There aren't that many people out there looking to pay for puppies, especially ones that don't have papers.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Which surprised me at how many puppies we actually sold at that place.
I really think that people should have a license to breed dogs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I really do. So that way there's regulations on it.
Yeah.
So you're not getting, like the health problem
off of dogs.
In the state of Pennsylvania,
it is mandatory that your ferret be fixed. Yep. Like, you are not allowed to breed ferrets. Why can't we do that with dogs, too?
Yeah.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
Or cats, because, whoa, there are serious,
seriously,
like, cat
oh, my
problems.
God.
Oh, cats really should be mandatorily
but
fixed.
Companion, going through PA Pets, they do a great thing. They do, like, a catch-and-release spay and neuter for, like, wild and outdoor feral
a
cats
lot
and
of,
things.
I was talking to the one girl from work. She went to school for, like, pre-vet, and they would actually have, like, Saturdays where they're, like, have everybody in, and they just go around, and they just have all of the people that are pre-vet there that people just bring them cats. And they just fix after fix after fix cats, and that's all they do the entire day. And by the end of the day, they'll have done, like, 80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it doesn't take long.
No. And it's just, like, they'll just do it for free. Anybody, any cat that you bring in. And then, like, those students are getting... practice doing it, and they're fixing all of these feral cats.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
I think PA Pets charges, I think it's like $35 for the first cat, and then like $15 for every cat after that, or something like it. It's reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's still kind of a pain in the ass that, like, if you catch a cat on your property that's not yours, you have to pay to have it fixed.
Yeah. So then it becomes, like, the trouble, too, because, like, what do you do for the people who have 40 cats?
Because people just
take their goddamn cats away,
right? Yeah, because people just keep dropping off cats. But then, like, what do you do with the cats once you take them away from them? Shelters are full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no room in shelters.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who you call, they're normally like, hold on, let me get back to you. And seeing if they can find a place for them.
Because
mm-hmm. they don't have enough volunteers.
Yep.
They don't have enough money. A lot of times, it's one person going up and, like, trying to feed all of the animals, like, in a day. Like, they need help.
Yeah.
And there's not enough people just volunteering, like, their time to just do it. Like, I really wish that I had the time.
Yeah.
But
I've got a bunch of, like, blankets and shit I need to donate to shelters.
Yeah, I have some blankets that I need to donate, and I have, we actually do at work, any dog that is a rescue dog, when we have a girl going to finish, like, you have to do 100 dogs after you go to academy, then in order to become a groomer, you have to groom 100 dogs. So we call the shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that I'm training now has probably done 50 shelter dogs.
Wow.
Where we just clip them down, give them baths, and they're all just like, oh my god, thank you. Oh my god, this is great. I love you. And, like, you feel fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, at least we can help a little bit, but...
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
I mean, you can't really do much with what's there now, but by... fixing your animals, like, the populations are just gonna get smaller.
You really
and smaller
need to fix your pets.
Much more manageable. Minor fix. Somebody found out, like, my dog was fixed, and they were, like, so disappointed and bummed out about it because they have a similar breed dog that they wanted to breed with her. I'm like,
a jug.
Fuck you.
It's a fucking mutt. Jesus Christ.
She had a pug beagle. And I was like, your dog is huge compared to mine, for one. I'm not letting your monster mount my cute little dog.
You don't mix a puggle and a jug.
Just because they both have pug in it.
Yeah.
No!
You don't want, like, Beagle and Jack Russell in the same goddamn
that's
dog.
That's like people, like, Lord. Not fixing their doodles. You don't...
Your doodles?
Sorry. A doodle, like a golden doodle or a labradoodle. My, people are like, oh, I want to breed my doodle. You don't get a doodle from breeding a doodle and a doodle.
What do you get?
Because they're not just true breeds.
No, you get like an extra mutt, and either the golden or the lat, or either the golden or the poodle is gonna come out more.
Okay, yeah.
It's the same thing with
the second generation doodles aren't really. Yeah. And not only that, stop making doodles. They're terrible dogs.
They're
so obnoxious.
God fucking awful. You mix like really smart dog with really smart dog, and you get hellhound. With a lot of hair.
They're supposed to not shed and shit, but...
Hypoallergenic dogs. Come on.
Give me a break. You breed a golden retriever with anything? Yeah, right.
Dog. There is no such thing. Breeders are liars.
But what about those Mexican hairless dogs?
So have dander.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
They would have dander, wouldn't they?
Every dog.
Because I'm allergic to rats, and even hairless rats, I can't. Like, I break out in hives because of their dander.
I lost one of my rats this week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My
Which one?
Female velvet.
No.
She was just a rat sickle in her cage.
Oh, God.
That was horrible.
What?
I can't believe I just said that. Well, you know, she's all stiff, so it's kind of like.
Oh.
You pull her up by the
frozen
tail.
Rat. I just picked her up. It had to have happened that day because she was alive that morning.
Oof.
That's terrible. That's and awesome. She wasn't exhibiting any signs either.
They normally,
other than she was a little skinny, but
they normally don't. They'll hide.
And my male's a dick.
Form of weakness.
He
killed her.
He just no. He just
whacked.
He hangs. He hangs out in his little log all day. He does not like to come out.
As male rats tend to.
He's a pain in the ass. He doesn't like me, so. But he's cool.
Rat.
Fucking rats.
Rats are awesome.
He is a cool rat.
I miss being able to have them.
You can you can train them or something?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
They're smartest dogs. Uh-huh. But you also have to be diligent like you do with dogs.
Yeah.
I had Velvet trained too. Whenever I'd come over the cage, she would come over and stand up and I'd give her a yogurt drop. Every day. Like she would come expecting this yogurt drop.
That's the way my gerbil got that way too. Every day, he would come over, and he's like, I need seeds! Sits on his little perches.
Animals are cute.
They are.
I miss him.
Don't hurt them, because that's not cool.
Yeah, I just don't understand how people can abuse an animal.
No.
Like that dog, or whatever.
I've been very tempted to like kick my dog in the face because she can be such a little bitch sometimes, but I don't do it.
Well, yeah. I think there's a difference between abusing your dog and like,
yeah,
I don't smack like, it in the ass. Her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because they do need a little.
No matter how much of a dick you are, that animal, seriously, like,
no, I'm not talking about nudging. I'm talking about like, yeah, full on, like, no,
I just, I'm just gonna push. I've had dogs that I'm grooming, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna push it off the table. Yeah. I want to push this.
They've got like the harness thing on.
I'm gonna take a 5-minute break right now because I think that would be the best idea.
Do you remember Ashley? When my dog, when she was shaving my dog, she fell off the fucking table.
She just went boop, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
she's hanging by her neck. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm like,
well, I guess you'll stop fidgeting now, won't you?
Like, she's gonna hate me.
No.
Never, ever, ever getting a dog that needs to be groomed again.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. I like my lab and my pug.
Short hairs, man.
They need baths and...
Or even, like, medium to long hairs that don't need to be, like, get haircuts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shih Tzu, fuck that. Never getting a Shih Tzu again. Husky, no. I will consider it.
They have a lot of hair. Yeah, they have a lot of hair.
But I've seen so many people, like, they're just assholes of people. They're just the worst human beings on the face of the planet. And their dog loves them.
Mm-hmm.
They love them. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, they are loyal as all get out. They just love their human.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're an asshole, but this creature is in love with you.
Yeah.
How can you possibly be mean to that creature who is just...
Oh, you mean people that are assholes to their dogs?
Yeah, like, well, they're mm-hmm. assholes in general, and then right. they're assholes to their dogs. And I'm like, this dog loves you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it all a dominance thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It hasn't seen you for 3 hours,
yeah.
and just because it's jumping up on you doesn't mean you should smack it with its leash and, like, just shove it down. Like, come on.
It missed you.
He missed you. He doesn't understand the concept of time. It thinks you left him for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, like, be nice. Or at least be nice in the store when you're in front of people.
Right. Like people who hit their kids in public.
Like, what are you doing in private?
Right? Like, God, you act this way out and about. What are you doing, like, when nobody else is watching?
Like, great. Like, we're watching you. Do you not care that I see you smack your child? Oh, not cool, man. Not cool.
Yeah, that bothers the shit out of me, too.
Me, too.
I mean, I see kids that, you know, if they throw a fit and stuff like that, yeah, I'll look at the parent and, like, feel bad for the parent if the parent's, like, calm and trying to calm their kid down. But if mm-hmm. the parent's fucking screaming at their kid or, like, dragging it around and, like, doing shit, like, you're not getting anywhere like that. Like, what? I'm going to look at that parent and be like... You know,
serves you right, man.
That happened one time in
you can't
at the mall.
Scream at them. They'll emulate like your
yeah.
Their that's just gonna escalate.
Kids are sponges, man.
Yeah. I heard the best way. The best way to get a kid to calm down from a temper tantrum is to touch them, or like do one of these things. Just almost like with a dog. Mm-hmm. You know how like if a dog's misbehaving, you just you know
nudge it.
Give him a little tap. And like with a kid, honestly, like if a kid's freaking out, you just grab a hold of their arm and just mm-hmm. do a little light pressure. Don't like squeeze them or do anything like that, but 9 times out of 10 it'll snap them out of doing whatever the hell they're doing.
Like, not enough to leave marks.
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, just touching them and being like, hey.
No, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Getting them to focus on something else, like, oh shit.
Just distract
you know?
Them.
And don't be like, you know, just calmly.
Yeah.
Cause the kid's gonna fucking pick up on that. If you're getting manic, you know, your kid's gonna be fucking manic.
Yeah.
And one time I was at the mall and this lady in the dollar store, she was at line at the register and her kid was like somewhere else in the store sitting in the middle of the floor screaming and there was like 8 people behind me and she fucking leaves the line to go like deal with her kid and she's screaming at him and she's dragging him around and, blah, 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 blah. And everybody's standing in line like holy fuck dude, you know, like you're making us all wait. The person at the register like checking people out was like really embarrassed and I was like I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I'm like you need to keep your damn kid on a leash. And she's like, oh,
you don't know what it's like. When you're old enough to have kids, you'll understand. I'm like, I'm over fucking 30. I'm old enough to have kids. And if I had fucking kids, it wouldn't be fucking acting like that in public. Yeah. Oh, you don't know. I mean, she was a fucking...
There's, yeah, and shit. I've seen, like, the other side of it, too, where there's absolutely nothing you can do. I've watched my mom struggle with my brother. She's still struggling with my brother. And he's 21. And I have seen her literally try everything in the book.
Yeah.
Everything. I have watched the woman try everything on this kid.
Yeah.
He listens to none of it. Like, she's tried calm, she's tried screaming, she's tried, like, therapy, she's tried drugs, she's tried everything.
Wow.
Nothing works on him. And I've, like... And then there's me, who I'm just like, I'm just gonna read a book in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking amazing. Like, you gotta think of it, like, two-sided, too, because some people just can't control their kids because their kid's just a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Well, they should also take a good look at what they're feeding their fucking kids, too.
Oh, God, that's very, very true.
Yeah, sometimes it has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
But a lot of it with my brother, like, he's bipolar and won't take his medication.
Mm. Ew.
You need to.
Yeah, if you have something like that, like, there's not really any way around having to take medication.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that there's any kind of... I've never done research on any kind of herbal, anything you can take to treat that. I mean, I know...
I don't know.
In this juicing Bible that I have, there's shit that, like, you can juice to help ease AIDS symptoms and shit like that. Like, help... Oh. Yeah, I mean, like... everything. You can not cure it, but you can treat symptoms of, like, everything. I didn't really look for, like, that kind of shit, but all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah he was fucking awful.
But yeah, I don't know about bipolar. I don't think that's something that...
Yeah, because he was bipolar, and he was also diagnosed with ADHD, ADD, ODD, and OCD.
Good lord.
You just throw everything at
him. An OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
They're actually throwing it around now that, like, ADD, ADHD isn't really a thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because the guy that originally started, like, the whole ADHD thing, like, that hyperactivity is actually a thing, is saying, like, yeah, my data was flawed. Like, I did it under certain circumstances, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's...
So it does stem
a lot from your kid's environment and what you feed them, like how they react to stimulus and how they react to, like, certain things. Because I know kids who have, like, gluten allergies will, like, lose their shit if they get gluten in their system.
Uh-huh. Oh, I can definitely see that. Did I tell you the story about my friend Heidi, who was, like, sick as shit, and she went to the doctor and they diagnosed her with some fucking crazy disease that you get from inhaling, like, vapors and stuff, and she stopped eating gluten and all of her symptoms went away.
Magic.
Yeah, and the doctors were, like, trying to pump her full of all this fucking medication to treat this disease that they said she had. From because she was an artist inhaling vapors from, like, shit that she was using.
Yeah.
And she was, like, freaked out because she couldn't... She's, like, they told her she couldn't do her art anymore, and, you know, it was killing her. And shit. Then she stopped eating gluten, and, like, everything went away.
It was, like... Remember that time they thought Tucci had celiac disease?
Yeah, but he... I thought recently he said that he tried... He's trying the whole gluten-free thing again. He's got so much shit, like, weird shit wrong with him. I just found out that he can't run because of whatever he's got. He's got that stretchy skin disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he can actually, like, turn his feet.
Should we be talking about this?
Oh, he doesn't care.
Okay.
Like, because he'll do it for anybody who asks. Like, he'll stand and he can turn his feet around almost backwards. Like, it's the weirdest fucking thing. Like, I don't know if he's double jointed as well.
Probably
as
has,
like,
to do with it.
As with the stretchy skin thing, but I guess, like, in high school his doctors told him that he shouldn't run because something with his joints aren't really...
Is that why
great.
He rides so much? He can't actually.
Well, maybe, yeah. He said he just got into riding to, like, build up strength and start doing that kind of stuff. He does ride a lot. Yeah. But yeah, he's weird. That's got to suck. But yeah, they thought he had Asperger's for a while. Like all kinds of shit. He's got, I feel bad for the kid. He's got some health.
They're not using the term Asperger's anymore.
Yeah, so didn't I heard that on one of you guys' podcasts.
Yeah.
It's all on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
So they're going to start, like, assigning numbers or like, locations on the spectrum. Like, you're a green.
Yeah, who knows?
Speaking of autism spectrum and gluten, did you ever try, like, a whole gluten-free diet for Tom?
Yes, it didn't work at all.
It didn't really?
Oh, my God, it didn't work.
his mood was better.
Slightly.
Well, hold on. Okay. I'm trying to gather the way I would explain this. He seemed more responsive when he wasn't screaming about how badly he wanted Taco Bell.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was the worst, like, for hours. And that happened for weeks.
Oh, wow.
We tried every different kind of tortilla shell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even tried to...
Make them ourselves.
Wow. And, like, trick him by putting, like, the Taco Bell sauce in the tortilla shells. And we actually found, like, a brown rice tortilla. He threw it against the wall. He really didn't like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Like, I tried everything.
Like, I don't like gluten-free and would throw it.
But you would make him the one at home.
Here's what you do. You go to Taco Bell. You
get the wrapper.
Keep your wrapper.
Throw the tacos away.
He would smell them and know it wasn't. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
The kid can...
Your kid is Wolverine.
He can smell ketchup and say, this isn't right.
Yeah, if it's the wrong brand of ketchup.
Holy shit. He should be like one of the... He should grow up to be like a...
Our ketchup like bottles a
person
with like
who tests perfumes
ketchup.
Or something.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll actually refill our ketchup bottles with like the big gallon of ketchup because he eats a lot of ketchup.
Yeah.
And so we'll go to like the surplus outlet or whatever and we'll refill it. And the one time we ran out of that... It is Heinz.
Yeah.
But the one time we ran out of it, he could smell it.
Wow.
It was in a Heinz bottle. He knew it wasn't Heinz.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't do Heinz anymore because guess what's in it? High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They make Nature's Promise makes an organic ketchup.
That's
and
what we get.
DIYnatural.com has a recipe to make your own ketchup. I haven't looked at it yet.
I bet they do.
They do. They have everything.
I think I actually like them on Facebook. They just get buried in my feed because I like too much shit.
Yeah.
You do like a lot of shit.
Shut up.
You like something new every time I pick up my phone. I'm like,
well, because they put that thing on it.
Suggested.
Like pages your friends like. And I'm just like, oh, I do like that thing.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me, Facebook. And then sometimes it's like, would you like to join the Republican Party? I'm like, what the fuck, Facebook?
Facebook, I thought we were friends.
Not cool, bro.
I'm not a Republican.
Why would you even think that? How many liberal pages do I like?
Yeah.
Liberal, yeah.
Only because people in my family like Tea Party crap. So that shit shows up on my feed and I'm like, ah! Like, I don't even want to read this shit. Oh my God. It bothers the shit out of me.
If you do it on your desktop, you can hide it. It's like, why do you want to hide this? It's annoying or uninteresting.
Yeah.
Or I don't think it belongs on Facebook.
Oh my God.
Can somebody turn these people in? Who do you turn them into?
Oh Lord.
It's all scam.
Well, they say that the...
Everything's a scam.
That the Republican Party is dying.
It kind of
please,
is.
Please, please.
Well, that's because they're all old.
They're
that too.
It's most young people have more sense than that.
Seriously.
I can't wait.
Except for I just... found out something really depressing on Facebook. A good friend of mine, she shared that video. You've all seen the video, or at least like seen someone who posted it. It's the kids reacting to gay marriage proposals.
Yeah,
I didn't
love
watch
that.
It.
I haven't seen it.
A friend of mine shared the video, and a mutual friend of ours that I don't know if you want to say we dated, but whatever. She was just like, well, it's very disturbing that these kids are so okay with gay marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of awkward when you find out your ex-girlfriend is vehemently anti-gay.
Yeah. What?
What? She's like, like super Christian now and is like super anti-gay, and I'm like,
did she pray the gay away?
Maybe.
She went to one of those camps, but I'm a cheerleader.
Maybe.
Like, did you ever see that movie?
I don't know how that works, but
you haven't seen a movie, But I'm a Cheerleader?
No.
Oh my God. You have to.
All right.
You have to.
I'll put it on the list.
It's not even an option. RuPaul's in it.
Oh, yeah, I'll see that.
Natasha Lyonne.
Hell yeah.
Plays this pretty awesome cheerleader girl who's...
You had me at RuPaul.
Yeah, well, RuPaul. He plays a butch manly counselor at this camp that they send gay kids to make them not gay anymore. Wow. And he's the male counselor, and it is an amazing movie. It's a great movie.
But I'm a cheerleader.
A cheerleader.
Awesome.
I can't remember the name of the other girl.
How much do you love RuPaul's Drag Race?
So much.
Seriously. Drag queens are awesome. I should. And they're so beautiful.
Oh, they are. God, they're,
They really are. How do you get that pretty?
It's all the makeup.
I know. They're so good at it.
It's the, it's all about beating your face properly.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I make a pretty hot man.
I saw that. That was,
Oh, I missed that.
That was interesting.
Yeah. I was hairing the hash last weekend, and the two other girls were like, the one girl went all out dressed up zombie bride. Mm-hmm. And then the other girl was like, well, you can just put shit on my face. So she just slapped all this, you know, makeup all over her face. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can go as Bret Michaels. I got a bandana.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't see that.
I wrap a bandana around my head, take some eyeshadow, and just started giving myself a mustache and a little beard. I was like, yeah. And Holly, the one girl, was like, holy shit. She's like, you're a really handsome man. Yeah. So yeah, I was a man. So yeah. I could go be a drag king at CC's. Yeah,
you could.
Some of those chicks, there are some girls that dress up like dudes for the drag shows in there that, mm-hmm. they're pretty cool. They're pretty good. Pretty good.
Now, would you pack to be a king?
I can't dance, so I don't know if I can actually do it. I'm not really coordinated.
Oh, I would pack.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely would if I did, of course.
You gotta like,
I need a package.
Unzip your pants a little.
I need a package.
Yep, get some tube socks.
Just throw in a fake dildo. Like, just throw in a... just carry around a dildo in your pants. Fake dildo, I don't know where
it is. We do have to go. We should go to a drag show at CC.
Bill was David Carradine for Halloween a couple years ago.
What? Awesome.
And he had a... what was the proper term? It was a dong because it didn't have the balls.
Right.
Okay, had a black dong hanging out of his kung fu pants all night.
Oh my God.
And a rope around his neck and around his dong.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
And I took some pretty hilarious pictures where Jeff's not paying attention and Bill's just standing up in his white.
That's pretty great.
It was awesome.
Is he like the second person famous to die from that? Michael Hutchins?
Oh, I forgot that's... Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot Man. About that, too. Yeah, BMXS dude.
Yeah.
Inks. For people not in the know.
Oh, yeah. Inks.
Oh, man. That reality show they had a few years ago to, like, get the
get a new,
singer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
You can't just bring back INXS. No. No, it doesn't work that way.
Let it go. Let it go, man. Let it go. Let it
Your
die.
Singer's dead.
Singer's you dead. Don't replace the singer. You can replace anybody in the band but the singer.
That's true.
Most of the time.
Well, there's
some
like
cases it has worked.
Just create a new band.
Journey, it went okay for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Lynyrd Skynyrd still tours and...
Oh, Lord.
Van Zandt brothers are all
God.
I swear, I think they do. I think they played it... Well, maybe it wasn't Skynyrd.
It's time to hang up the leather.
I like Skynyrd.
I never was interested in leather pants, but that just sounds uncomfortable.
Leather pants?
Yeah. Oh,
God. You would sweat so bad. Ugh.
I know. Like, right? How is any of that comfortable?
Baby powder.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like if you were a rock star, you could find out for yourself.
I'm good.
Groupies aren't gonna care what your dick smells like, honestly.
Didn't even think of that.
They're gonna suck it anyway.
Ew. That just reminds me of the movie Rockstar. I fucking love that movie so much more than I should. I love that movie.
Never heard of it.
What? What is wrong with you? Add that to the list too. That is a total butt rocking. Fucking Marky Mark plays a butt rocker. I love that movie.
What is a butt rocker?
Fucking hair band.
Oh, okay.
Singer. Singing butt rock.
Okay.
Oh, Marky Mark and his memorable roles.
I like Marky Mark. I don't care what anybody says.
The Funky Bunch I could do with or without.
Yeah, I didn't. Back in the early days when he was all G-Money, homie, yo. I can pass on that.
I miss Donnie. Where's Donnie? What's Donnie up to? He was in The Sixth Sense, and then he kind of...
He was in a movie called The Black Circle Boys. Back when I worked at West Coast, when we used to get screener videos, it was a really bad horror movie that he was in.
I remember it was not long after we started dating, Tucci let Jeff and I borrow the screener disc for Tideland.
Tideland? You didn't like Tideland?
I liked it, but it was fucking weird. Yeah, that creeped me out.
That was cool. That was a cool movie.
Like, the whole thing with the mentally challenged guy and the little girl having, like, a love affair. I was like, this is messed up, man.
That was a weird-ass movie. That was a weird movie. Jeff, I forgot about that.
Okay, I don't want to talk about who does and who doesn't die in it, but...
Yeah, I don't even really remember that. That was so long ago. Jennifer Tilly. Yeah, she's weird.
Viking funeral. I like Jennifer Tilly. She's
awesome. I do too. I like her voice.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever see the movie Happiness?
No.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No.
That's a weird ass movie. You guys would probably like that too. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays the creepiest fucking creepo.
As he fucking does.
I know, but dude. Creepy creepo. It's great.
I lost my fork. I'm trying to pick it up with two fingers.
Started out as an episode about ranting and ended up as...
Oh, there it is.
Movies Found that it. Everybody Got should it. See.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks.
It's a good show. I haven't watched the movie yet. I'm scared to.
Oh, so good. Watch the show again first.
Well, there's a rant for you. Bill makes me start watching Twin Peaks and then tells me that 90% of it is never answered.
That's not what I told you.
About 90%.
That's not what I told you. I told you that they made the movie to answer most of the...
problems. Within the series, yes. And you cannot get... Ooh, sorry. The movie is not available for streaming on Netflix currently, only the series. You can probably get the disc if you have Netflix disc, but who does that?
Do you ever find out who killed Laura Palmer?
He didn't send that back.
You find out halfway through the second season.
Okay, well then we're fine.
Because the plot was moving too slow, so like the CBS execs are like, you need to tell us who killed Laura and fucking get on with the show.
Yeah.
And then they were canceled after the second season.
Because then people knew who killed Laura, so it didn't matter.
I know.
That was David Lynch, right?
Yes.
His shit's so weird.
Yes.
Yes.
Did he do Lost Highway? That was him, right?
Uh-huh.
I actually kind of liked that movie. I loved the soundtrack.
Yeah.
He still refuses to talk about how they made the baby for Eraserhead.
I never saw Eraserhead.
Oh, man.
I always kind of wanted to. You say they made a baby head?
They made the story is like a guy and... I can't remember if it's his wife or not. They have a child that's like severely deformed. It kind of looks like a fetal sheep or like a fetal cow, but he won't talk about like how they made that baby. Like, obviously it's like a puppet, it's like animatronic, like it's not fucking real, but like every time he's asked about it, he dodges questions. He's like, yeah, I don't want to.
Maybe
about
it was real.
God, I hope not. only him and, like, the cameraman who filmed the scene and the person who helped him make the prop knows how it was made and what it's made out of. Like, no, it was a closed set. Nobody else was allowed in.
I wonder why it's so hush-hush.
Maybe he used a real fetus.
Part of the mystique.
Or
Was it? Did it move and shit? You said it was animatronic, so yeah, it was either real or
I'll
put makeup on a real baby. And
no, oh, it is not a real baby. Absolutely not.
Maybe it's an animal baby that came out all creepy deformed.
Maybe I don't think it.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
I'm gonna pull it up right now, so you guys can be like, ah.
What the fuck? Did you ever watch Naked Lunch?
I have not, but I have meant to.
Fucking dude, William S. Burroughs is, his books are insane. It's all about, it's all gay stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but like in Naked Lunch, there's like typewriters that are like giant talking assholes and like.
What?
Everything is phallic and everything is like, it's just fucking weird. It is the weirdest shit you will ever read. The Wild Boys, Naked Lunch, like just fucking crazy.
Yeah. I read a lot of Burroughs.
He's a weird one.
Yeah. I used to own the
what
movie.
What is that?
Yeah.
That is the so baby. So weird.
What's wrong with it?
It is a super deformed baby.
It's a worm-looking thing.
Yeah, and the one part in the movie, like, the guy gets so sick of, like, the baby screaming. Like, the baby is always swaddled, and he, like, has to cut off the baby's swaddling. Like, I forget why, but you find out the reason why it's swaddled is because the swaddling, like, it doesn't have, like, skin, so that's holding like all of its organs together.
So why did he cut it off?
He didn't know.
That looks like real flesh. That's what's creepy like? About
Eraser
it.
Eraser head.
I think that's on my Netflix queue. I should watch
it. It's the guy that stars in it plays the for lack of a better word, like the derpy guy from Twin Peaks, like the slower guy that runs the sawmill. Yeah.
I haven't watched Twin Peaks.
I didn't know
either.
If that was a proper term, but very.
Yes.
Looking all the time.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic. 2x4s. 4x4s. That guy rules.
He is. He does.
He's the best.
So now that you'll have nightmares forever.
That was pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, yeah, he refuses to talk about it. People keep trying to get him to talk about the baby and how it was made. He's like, nah, no.
Way to be mysterious.
That's part of it, though, because people are just like, you use, like, real parts, where he's like, ah.
Well, if it was moving, like, how could he really use real parts? That's what's weird.
Animatronics inside of real parts, maybe.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure it was a puppet. I think it does, like... It did come out that like it is a puppet. That was
that's good.
It looks
he
like
was
a puppet.
Like underneath.
But, maybe he just doesn't want anybody like using his secrets on how to make like
that could be too.
How to make like cool looking,
scary
puppet
ass
shit,
mutated baby puppets.
It's the name of a band.
Scary ass mutating baby puppets.
Yes.
It's our new band, Bill.
That's a long name. What kind of music are you going to play?
I play the triangle.
One guy plays the triangle.
The electric
guy plays
triangle.
Another guy plays
I play the skin flute.
Another guy's just jacking up.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Totally. Somebody in the corner has some sleigh bells.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty great.
P. Ash. I'm totally pissed that I did not know that there's a theremin concert at the campus like 2 weeks ago.
What? I didn't know either.
Yeah, it was like the day before Halloween. No, the Tuesday before Halloween.
Fuck.
Yeah, I found out about it like after it was over. I'm like, why did nobody tell me there was a fucking theremin concert?
I don't know what that is.
It's the things that do the woo noises.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know people actually played those anymore.
Oh yeah, they were like the New York theremin concert company or something. I forget.
Dang.
But yeah, like they traveled to come here and
no advertising.
Wish I would have
known.
I would have gone.
Yeah,
me too.
That would have been dope.
That would have been pretty cool.
What are you doing tonight? Theremin concert?
And I think it was not just a concert. I think it was like a contest as well.
It sounds like some like supplement. Theremin.
Theremin concert. What are you doing? Going to the bar? Lame.
I'm going to a theremin concert.
Fuck you.
Theremins. Or supplies to make scary ash mutated baby puppets. You can get them on Amazon.
Or even instruments for your band called Scary Ass Mutated Baby Puppet.
If you need an electric triangle.
Or some sleigh bells.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Bill?
Looking up theremin.
You can get theremins on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the Moog Etherwave Plus there.
Ooh, Moog.
Moog is the name.
It is. But and they synthesizers.
They also have the great sounding theremin at a great price.
Wait, is a theremin the same thing as a Moog synthesizer?
No, it's this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's an electronic field between this antenna and this.
I know. Yeah, I know what they are.
And you move your hand in it.
Yeah. My ex, though, had a Moog synthesizer. That's why I was wondering if it was
the best fucking thing.
Can you hit a note by specifically, like, can you actually play them? Or is it just...
Yeah, it's
you have to know
high,
obviously.
Low, and then there's like pitches.
It's like bebop.
It is. It
bebop?
Is
bebop.
Hold on.
There is. Oh,
I thought you
or,
said bebop. I'm like,
I
what?
Started. I hate that. Thing.
Toca band. If you've ever gotten that, my my daughter is a big fan of the Toca band app. Was free a while ago. Let's see if I can't get it to make a. Okay.
Here you go, buddy.
What is that?
Where's the camera?
A cartoon?
It's bebop. Bring up the...
Bebot or beatbot?
Bebot.
Bebot.
Oh, where's the noise for this? Oh, because the volume's all the way down.
You guys with these newfangled thingies.
I was gonna play a song with you.
Oh, sorry. I was just like,
there's
oh, it's
your
Bill's
band.
Turn.
This is gonna be your first concert.
Theremin band, Bill. Let's do
Let's
it.
Let's do it.
Now I'm trying to talk Jeff into a cello. It's not really working though.
Dude,
they're fucking expensive,
I
man.
Know they are.
They're so.
Ed bought a violin. We were trying to play that the one night.
Oh my god.
I don't want a cello that you can get from Amazon.
Yes,
thank
you do.
No, I don't.
$199.
Oh, well,
yeah. No. I was actually looking at doing a rent to own from Robert M. Sides in Williamsport. They also offer lessons for a nominal fee. But
nominal.
If you want to start your own band with theremins or cellos or sleigh bells or electric triangles or whatever you want.
Whatever you want to do.
Go to Amazon. Check out their selection of musical instruments. And before you start your shopping, go to the Popular Outcast website. Click that purple Amazon banner, but make sure you clear the cookies first. Not going to get anywhere with those cookies, man. No cookies allowed.
No cookies.
God, I want cookies.
Brownie? Brownie cookie?
They're so far away. No, it's fine. No, I don't need them. Stop it. No. And we get a tiny bit of money. If you buy like a theremin, what's that, Bill? A couple $100?
You can get them as low as $100, but like $300-$400 is...
Yeah. We'll get maybe we'll get like $5 from that. And we'll be like, awesome. Thank you, theremin player. You're the best.
Good luck with your band.
And I mean, also, you know, if you're ever on Amazon and you want to get any of us things off our wish list, we'd appreciate it.
Boom.
No, I'm not gonna. Send me presents.
Yeah.
We're lovely, no. We're pretty. Send us things. No. I don't know. What do girls do?
Girls? What are girls?
What are girls?
I don't know.
Anyway, didn't Robert get Zayn that for Christmas a couple years ago?
Indeed. Stylophone, baby.
Yeah.
Those things are awesome.
They totally are.
That's interesting.
Neat.
You basically play it like a piano, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But with the
stylus.
Yep.
Fascinating.
So cool. Very interesting.
Pocket synth.
Pocket with synthesizer.
That. Yep. So, yeah, start your band. Do it through Popular Outcast through Amazon, or through Amazon through Popular, whatever. However that works.
Yeah.
I don't know. Words.
For any of your shopping needs, help us out. We know you shop on Amazon.
You do.
Do it.
Don't lie. Don't you fucking lie to me.
We all do it. We know. I know what you did on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done with that.
All right. Is that it for the episode?
We're out. I'm out. I'm done. I quit.
We're done.
Going to my phone now.
Okay, guys. Thanks for joining us. Once again, if you want to find us on Facebook,
find us.
Leave us comments. Like us. Leave us comments on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell us why you hate us. Tell us why you love us.
Jeff, your opinion.
And if you hate us, you better make it fucking constructive criticism. Don't be a whiny little jerk. Because that's not
Just
set out to hurt people's feelings, man. Yeah.
We're not going to stop eating.
And, you know, if we don't talk about topics that, you know, aren't deep enough for you, then go fucking listen to something else.
Or suggest a topic and fucking talk about that.
Maybe.
I get sick of coming up with shit every week. Come on now.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's so hard.
Life's hard, man.
So hard.
I quit. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.